بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We continue the discussion on the book entitled القول المفيد شرح كتاب التوحيد أو القول المفيد على كتاب التوحيد. Beneficial sayings on the book of توحيد, and the chapter title is الشفاعه intercession. The author rahimahullah put this chapter in the book of Tawheed. Why? That is because the mushriks, the polytheists who worshipped idols, used to say that they are intercessors. They intercede for them with Allah. And they also ascribe partners to Allah with these intercessors. They throw invocation and seeking help and aid and the like. Still, however, they think that in all of that they are magnifying Allah Azza wa Jal. But in effect, they are doing just the opposite. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all knows everything. And He has the complete rulership, the absolute, and the absolute ability. And so therefore, he is in no need of intercessors. Also the mushriks used to say that we worship them so that they will be our intercessors with Allah. And so they will draw us nearer to Allah. And in that they are misled. They are astray. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, all-able, and possess complete and absolute authority. And because of that, He has no need for intercessors. Kings of this world, they need intercessors. Either because of the weak knowledge or lack of knowledge, or defect in their abilities. So the intercessors help them in that. Or also because of some weakness in their authority. So those intercessors, therefore, abuse them and intercede without intercession because of the weakness of their authority. But Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who is most mighty and most majestic, possesses the complete knowledge and ability, and perfect knowledge and ability and authority, and He has no need for anyone to intercede with Him. And that's why intercession is not verified until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits it. This is because of His perfect rulership and magnificence. What is the objective, therefore, for intercessions? Intercession is sought because of two things. First, honoring the intercessor, and secondly, benefiting the one on whose behalf intercession has been made. And linguistically, the term shafa'a or intercession is a noun from shafa'a, yashfa'a. When making two things, when making the thing two into two. And the shafa' is opposite of odd, of witr. قال الله تعالى والشفع والوتر, as in Surah Al-Fajr, verse 3. Surah Al-Fajr, verse 3. والشفع والوتر. And by the even and the odd of all the creations of Allah. And technically, الشفاعه means to plead for on or on behalf of someone, to bring a benefit or ward harm. This is the technical meaning of shafa'a, to plead for or on behalf of someone, to bring a benefit or to ward harm. This is the technical meaning of shafa'a. An example on bringing harm is like the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the people of paradise to be allowed in it. And as to the example on warding of harm is the intercession of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for those who deserve to be in hell so that they don't enter it. Now the author rahimahullah mentioned several verses as evidences on the matter of intercession. And the first verse he referred to is from Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 51. قال الله تعالى وَأَنذِرْ بِهِ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَن يُحْشَرُوا إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ. And warn therein or therewith, meaning the Quran, those who fear that they will be gathered before their Lord, when there will be neither a protector nor an intercessor for them besides Him. And warn therewith those who fear that they will be gathered before their Lord, because they fear punishment on that day, on the gathering. So there, as you can see, when there will be neither a protector nor an intercessor for them besides Him. And this is the point of evidence in this verse. So in this verse, there is a negation of intercession without the permit of Allah. When it is done without the permit of Allah, it is unknown. And from this, one understands that the opposite is true. When it is approved by Allah, then it is affirmed. And this is what is intended. So, seeking this intercession is void, annulled, if it is done without His approval, without Allah's approval. And with His approval, it is possible and permissible. As with the kings, it is permissible and possible with or without their permit. With or without their permit. So for example, someone who is close to the authority may intercede without his approval, without him giving a permit. And then in this verse, the second verse that the author used as a proof is Surah Az-Zumar, verse 44. His Allah is saying, قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Say, to Allah belongs all intercession. To Allah belongs all intercession. See, when he said, لِلَّهِ, to Allah, in this construct, there is restriction. It means to Allah alone. It means to Allah alone belongs all intercession. لِلَّهِ. Al-Shafa'atu Jamia. All of it, meaning. Nothing is outside the approval of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His will. And this verse affirms to us one thing. When Allah said, to Him belongs all. Therefore, this tells us that there are different types of intercessions. Clear to you, inshallah? Clear? And the people of knowledge, rahimahumullah, the people of knowledge, may Allah's mercy be upon them, classified the intercession into two major classifications. The first one, the intercession particular to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first one is the intercession particular to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Itself has more than one type. Itself has several types. The first is the greatest intercession. Al-Shafa'atu al-Uzma. And this is his al-maqam al-mahmud alladhi wa'adahu Allah. This is the praised station which Allah has promised his prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this concerns the people of al-mawqif, meaning all will be gathered on one plane on the day of resurrection, awaiting their accounts to be taken by Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the sun will come so close to the people that they will suffer such distress and trouble as they will not be able to tolerate it or to bear it. This is the greatest intercession. They will begin to say to each other, seek someone to intercede for us to relieve us from this long standing. So they will go to Adam, the father of humankind, alayhi salam. And they will mention from his descriptions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about. So they come to him and say that Allah created you by his hands, both his hands, and made the angels prostrate to you. And he taught you the names of everything. So they say to him, Ishfa' lana inda rabbik, intercede on our behalf with your Lord. Because they stay 50,000 years and the sun above them. And they will have great distress. And they tell him, don't you see what we are in now? So Adam regrets or declines because he committed the sin, because of the sin he committed by eating from the tree. And you know why? And we know though that the intercessor, if there is the slightest thing on him that may scratch his honor with the one who intercedes with, then he will decline because of that. Despite the fact we know that Adam alayhi salam repented to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him and guided him, as in Surah Taha, chapter 20, verse 122. قال الله تعالى وعصى آدم ربه فغوى ثم اجتباه ربه فتاب عليه وهدى. Then his Lord chose him and turned to him with forgiveness and gave him guidance. But because of the bashfulness and its strength and shyness before Allah Azza wa Jal, he declined. So they go to Nuh alayhi salam. And so they mention of his descriptions and qualities which distinguished him, that he was the first messenger whom Allah had sent to the people on the earth. And he declines, because he one time asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save his kafir son, his disbeliever son, his unbeliever son. And so he asked of Allah that which he had no knowledge of. And due to that, he declined, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about him in Surah Hud, 11:45. رَبِّ إِنَّ ابْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي رَبِّ إِنَّ ابْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And Nuh called upon his Lord and said, O my Lord, verily my son is of my family, and certainly your promise is true, and you are the most just of the judges. Yes. So he declines. Then they go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And so they mention of his qualities. But he declines that he lied, quote unquote, three lies. And in fact, they were not lies, but they were of the Tawriya type. Tawriya. On the apparent, it's the truth. But what is intended is opposite to that which is apparent. And that's why from this angle it resembles lying. From certain angles. And so because of the perfect etiquette of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he declined because of that. Then they go to Musa alayhi salam, and they mention of his qualities that which may entail him accepting to intercede. But he also declines alayhi salam, that because he killed a self which he was not commanded to kill. And this self that he refers to, which he unjustly killed, is that one day he came out alayhi salam and found two people fighting. This is from his followers. One of them from the children of Israel, and the other from the Aqbat, the Coptics. And so the man from the people of Musa alayhi salam asked him for help against the Coptic, and who is his enemy. And Musa alayhi salam was a strong man, so he pushed the Coptic and finished him. This is the self which he killed before he was called or commanded to kill. And so this led him to decline from seeking the intercession. Then they go to Isa alayhi salam, Jesus alayhi salam. Jesus, between him and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is no messenger. So he does not decline, but he attests and confesses to the merit of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam by saying to them, اذهبوا إلى محمد, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, someone whom Allah had forgiven his past and future sins. So they come to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they seek intercession from him with Allah. So he intercedes with Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in the best way that fits his majesty to decree between the slaves. And this is the shafa'ah, known as the greater or greatest shafa'ah. And it is the praised station, from the praised station which Allah referred to in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 79. Chapter 17, verse 79. قال الله تعالى عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا. It may be that your Lord will raise you to maqam and mahmuda, the station of praise and glory, the highest degree in paradise. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercedes to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to decree among his creatures and relieve them from this station of waiting. The second type, which is of the first category, that is particular to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is his intercession concerning the people of paradise, meaning those who will enter paradise, that they may be allowed to enter it. Because when they cross the Sirat, the bridge over hell, and reach the paradise, reach the doors of paradise, they will find it closed. So the Prophet ﷺ intercedes to Allah to open the door of paradise, or the doors of paradise, for its people. And this is which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates in Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39, verse 73. قال الله تعالى وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the dwellers of paradise. It will be said to them, enter you the gates of 73. And those who kept their duty to their Lord will be led to paradise in groups till when they reach it, and its gates will be opened before their arrival for their reception, and its keepers will say, Salamun alaykum, you have done well, so enter here to abide therein. You see, he didn't say, Hatta idha ja'uha futihat abwabuha. He didn't say, until when they reach it, its gates will be open. But he said, wa, and its gates will be open. There is something here. Meaning, after intercession took place, and then the gates opened. You see that? There is something occurred. As now, compare with the case of hell. Nas'al Allah al-afiyah. In verse 71 in the Zumar, same chapter, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. You see? فُتِحَتْ. In the first verse, and those who disbelieved will be driven to hell in groups till when they reach it. You see that? The gates thereof will be open. You see the difference now? You see the difference? As with respect to the people of paradise, he said, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُهَا وَفُتِحَتْ. And it, because it does not open except after intercession. The third intercession is the intercession of the Prophet ﷺ concerning his uncle Abu Talib. Concerning his uncle Abu Talib. To lighten the punishment on him in hell. Why? This is because of what? Because of the help and aid and support that he, the Prophet ﷺ, received from his uncle and his defense of him. So he is not out from hell, but his punishment will be lightened. But what kind of light punishment he will have then? He will be placed in a shallow fire. The Prophet ﷺ said, perhaps my intercession will be helpful to him on the day of resurrection, so that he may be put in a shallow fire reaching only up to his ankles, with which his brain will boil. وَعَيَّدَ بِاللَّهِ. This intercession is particular to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one will intercede regarding a kafir ever except the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Despite of that, his intercession was not completely accepted, but rather it was lightened. The punishment was lightened on him. It was not lifted. Is this understood? Now the second category, this is the general intercession to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to all the believers. And this is also different types. The first one is the intercession for those who deserve hell, that they may not be allowed to enter it. And this is the one which is indicated by the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَا مِنْ مُسْلِمٍ يَمُوتُ فَيَقُومُ عَلَى جَنَازَتِهِ أَرْبَعُونَ رَجُلًا لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِلَّا شَفَّعَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ. If any Muslim dies, and 40 men who associate nothing with Allah offer the funeral prayer on him, Allah will accept them as intercessors. Allah will accept them as intercessors regarding this person. So this is an intercession before he is admitted to hell. So Allah accepts this. The second kind is the intercession on behalf of those Muslims who have entered hellfire, so as to be taken out of it. There are replete narrations concerning this, and the companions are unanimous on this. And the Muslims are in agreement regarding this, except two sects. The Mu'tazilites, so-called rationalists, and the Khawarij. These two sects, they deny the intercession being applicable on the people of sin. Absolutely, they say, because they see that the committer of the major sin is held in hell forever. And so they argue that whoever deserves to be in hell forever, according to their view, no intercession will avail him. So they deny that the Prophet ﷺ or others will intercede for the major sin doers of this ummah not to be admitted to hellfire. or if admitted to be taken out of it. However, their argument or their saying is futile by way of texts and by way of the consensus. So this is a futile opinion. The third intercession is the intercession to increase the levels of the people of paradise, so to raise them to higher levels from the believers. And this is taken from the dua of the believers to each other, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Abi Salama. Concerning Abi Salama, he said, invoking Allah for him, Allahumma aghfir li Abi Salama, O Allah, forgive Abi Salama, warfa' darajatahu fil mahdiyin, and raise his rank amongst the guided ones. وَافْتَحْ لَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ, and make his grave spacious. وَنَوِّرْ لَهُ فِيهِ, and grant him light in it. وَخْلُفْهُ فِي عَقِبِهِ, and grant him succession in his descendants who remain after him. And the dua, the invocation, is intercession, as we learned from the hadith before. If any Muslim dies and 40 men who associate nothing with Allah offer prayers on him, Allah will accept them as intercessors. Problem and its answer. If someone says that the shafa'ah cannot take place except with the approval of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so how can we say that the dua of a brother to his brother is intercession, yet Allah did not permit, did not approve? You understand this problematic issue? And the answer is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded that the person invokes for his dead brother. And his command to invoke is permission and even more. Now, as to the intercession of delusion, which the think that their objects of worship possess, this is annulled, because Allah does not permit or approve for anyone to make intercession except with whom he chooses and is pleased with from the intercessors, and also from the one on whose behalf intercession is sought. So therefore, the conditions for the confirmed shafa'a intercession are three. First, Allah's permission of it. Second, Allah being pleased with the intercessor. Third, his approval of the one on whose behalf intercession is sought. Repeat. Yes. The conditions for the affirmed shafa'ah intercession are three. First, Allah's approval or permission of it must be approved by Allah. Second, Allah being pleased with the shafi', with the intercessor. And thirdly, Allah, his approval of the one on whose behalf intercession is sought. No. Inshallah, we'll stop here, and before we continue the next time. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira.